Hello, this is Maura
and Harp
with the Chatterbox podcast at qlips.com. And in the Chatterbox podcast, what do, Harp?
We chat.
Right. So we chat and we talk about lots of different topics.
Exactly. Lots of cultural things or some sort of interesting news item.
Mm-hmm. Whatever's popular, whatever's happening.
Exactly.
And if you want to read the transcript for this podcast, because sometimes we talk fast, you can go to our website.
Qlips.com. Qlips.com.
And click on lip service for that and lots of other fun stuff. So today we're going to talk about a movie.
This is not just a movie. This is the summer blockbuster of 2008. And unfortunately I haven't seen it, so Maura is going to be our expert. But what movie is that, Maura?
You know, I was going to say it's the Batman movie, but that's not even the name. The name is The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight.
Really, yes. The Dark Knight.
Right, so it's the new Batman movie. Mm-hmm. And honestly, they make a new Batman movie every couple years, you know?
I can think of at least five from since when I was young.
Yeah. I remember the last one a long time ago with Jack Nicholson as the Joker.
Yep.
But really, I haven't watched one since. I'm not really that into it.
Did you watch the first one of this series, The Batman Begins?
Nope, not even.
Oh, that was a very good one.
Oh, really?
Really good.
Okay.
It's the only superhero movie that I've ever liked.
Well, you'll probably like this one because this one has received even more buzz, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone is talking about it. It's crazy. It's like if you haven't seen it, people are wondering why not. Like you have to see it.
Exactly. So you were telling me that you went on Tuesday night to watch the movie, which in Canada, Tuesday night is the big night to watch movies because it's cheap. So how much did you pay for the movie?
It was only $5.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, some other theaters for cheap night, it's still like $10, but this place was really good.
And just so you can compare it, a normal day, like if you go to the movie on a Friday, it's I think $13
probably
to watch the movie.
At least $10, yeah. It's gone up since we were young already.
Yeah. I remember when it was like $1 or $2.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. When we were really young. But so it was cheap Tuesday, which is why we went, because I wanted to get a discount, you know. But it was really busy still.
It's been 5 weeks. This is the fifth Tuesday that The Dark Knight has been out, and it was packed.
Yeah. We went like 2 weeks ago and it was already sold out. Mm-hmm. So we decided to come back. This time we went an hour before the movie started and we got a ticket, no problem. And we went into the theater. I thought, yeah, it's not going to be busy anymore. But then the closer it got to the start time of the movie, there were so many people. Like literally people were coming in and trying to find seats together. If there were two of them, they couldn't even find two seats together.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yep. It really was. But we were lucky because we were there first, so we had great seats.
Excellent. So now, what did you think of the movie?
Well, it was actually pretty good. Like I said, I haven't seen really the other Batman movies because I'm not into that kind of movie normally. A lot of action and violence. It's not my thing. Mm-hmm. But because of all the buzz and people asking about it, I decided, okay, I want to go see it. And it would be a good movie to see on the big screen. Yeah, it was pretty interesting, pretty good. And there's also Heath Ledger in it.
Yes, there's the interesting story or the sad story of how his life ended when he was quite young. How old was he?
I think he was just 28.
Yeah, not even 30.
Yeah.
And I don't know much of the story around that, but this was his last movie.
Right. So that's interesting, right? He died tragically, probably because of a drug overdose, an accidental drug overdose. But right, so this movie comes out after he's died and he's arguably a very, very talented actor, so there's that part of it. Mm-hmm. So he was really great in the movie, too.
They say that he might get nominated for an Oscar.
Right. So right away, there's Oscar buzz. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's only happened once before, where someone's won an Oscar after they died.
Really? I don't ever remember this. Do you know who that was?
No, but I think it was, like, before our time.
Okay. Back in the olden days.
Yeah, he's a really good actor, and it is quite sad that he died so tragically.
Yeah. Have you seen any of his other movies?
Yeah, actually, I saw Brokeback Mountain, which was also pretty controversial.
Very controversial, yeah. I would say.
There was also Oscar buzz. Unfortunately, they didn't win, but I saw that movie when I was in Thailand. And there, they have these awesome theaters, not for every movie, but special theaters that cost a bit more. And you have, like, a huge couch to yourself, and you get blankets, too.
You get a blanket?
Yeah.
I need to go to Thailand just to watch a movie.
Yeah, it was really, really cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Do you know the interesting thing is that I saw Brokeback Mountain in France. So we both saw it internationally. That's okay. So interesting.
But in France, it was pretty much like it is here.
Yeah. And to tell you the honest truth, I don't like theaters that much.
Okay.
I prefer to watch a movie at home in my pajamas, curled up on the couch. You know, you can lie down in a seat in a movie theater. You have to sit up and, I don't know, you have to wear jeans or normal clothes. We talk about pajamas a lot.
Yeah. I think you talk about pajamas a lot. So now is about time when Harp wants to get into her pajamas and watch a movie. I think we should end it here.
Exactly. That's good. Yeah. I need some pajama action.
But yeah, The Dark Knight, I don't know if it's playing where you are, but it is a pretty good movie, especially if you like comics. Like Batman, especially if you like action movies. And even if you don't, like me, it's still a pretty interesting movie.
Yeah, so I have to watch it as well, but I want to hear what you all think about it, and I'll tell you what I think about it on the blog.
Cool. Okay, so that's about it for this chatterbox at Q-Lips.
Check out the lip service, too, at the website.
This has been Maura.
And Harp.
Bye.
Bye.